This week's parsha is Parshas Hazinu, and it also Shabbos Shuva, the Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, where we read the Haftorah in Hosea chapter 14, verse number 2, where the Haftorah starts, Shuva Yisrael, repent, O Israel, ad Hashem Olekecha, until Hashem your God, ki choshalto bavonecha, because you have stumbled in your sins, in your iniquities. And our shir today will focus on this verse that we start the Haftorah with. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Peivav, Omed Aleph, 86a, there quotes Rav Levi, and it says in the name of Rav Levi, Gadoy l'tshuva, repentance is so great, Shemagaz at kisya kovot, that reaches all the way into the throne of glory. How do I know that? The Gemara says, Shenemar, because it's written, Shuvo Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, that we should repent until Hashem our God. That means that our tshuva comes all the way up to Hashem. There are different interpretations on the meaning of this statement, Gadoy l'tshuva shemagaz ad kisya kovot. The Rabbeinu Chananel gives a very novel interpretation. The Rabbeinu Chananel says that it's not referring to the repentance that reaches all the way to heaven. It means to say that even though you made a sin that reaches all the way to heaven, meaning that you sinned in the sin of idolatry, or you made a sin that has to do with the fundamentals of the faith, nonetheless, tshuva would reach even those sins. So Gadoy l'tshuva, that tshuva is so great, shemagaz, that will reach even the sins that reaches at kisya kovot until the throne of Hashem. The Rambam in Milchas Tshuva, Perek Zayin, Halachas Vav and Zayin explain that tshuva is so great that yesterday you were far from Hashem and today you are close to Hashem. Yesterday you were abhorred, you were spurned, and you were considered an abomination to Hashem. And today you are loved by Hashem, you are cherished by Hashem, you are close to Hashem. So we see clearly that the tshuva is such a great thing that the person that was separated from Hashem yesterday, and yesterday would cry out and not be answered, he would do mitzvahs and they would be snatched away from him. But now when he cries out, he's answered immediately. So we see how great the tshuva is, that it comes directly to Hashem. The Maharsha explains this in a different way. The Maharsha says that what it means to say that tshuva is so great that it reaches the kisya kovot, it means to say that it reaches the throne of Hashem without any intermediary. Meaning, normally when we pray, our prayer is sometimes obstructed by prosecuting angels, and it requires assistance of defending angels to bring our prayers in order to reach Hashem. But when you repent, then even if you were evil until now, and technically you lack merits, nonetheless Hashem accepts your repentance, and your repentance goes directly to Hashem without any blockage, without any intermediaries. But the simple interpretation is that tshuva is so great, meaning a person that repents is so great, Shemagaz at kisya kovot, that his tshuva reaches all the way to the throne in heaven, meaning the highest place possible. A person who repents reaches the highest place possible. The Gemara there in Amud Beis continues and says, the famous Gemara in the name of Rish Lakish, that Omar Rish Lakish says, Gadoy la tshuva, tshuva is so great, shezedoinois nasas lois kishgogois, that anything he did on purpose, meaning his purposeful sins, become like mistakes, like he did it without purpose, he did it without thinking. Shenemar, because it's written, Shuvo Israel ad Hashem Elokecha, repent, O Israel, until Hashem, ki choshalto ba'avoinecha, because you stumbled in your sins. And he continues, O avoin mezitu, a sin is usually called avoin, and that means when you do something on purpose, and yet the Torah calls it stumbling. So you see that the fact that you do tshuva, that causes your avoin, your purposeful sin, to be stumbling, to be inadvertent. So we see how great tshuva is, that your zedoinois nase shgogois, that your purposeful sin become mistakes. The Gemara asks a contradiction in the words of Rish Lakish, that here Rish Lakish says that if you repent, then his purposeful sins become inadvertent, and yet Rish Lakish himself says that gedoyle tshuva, tshuva is so great, she zedoinois nase lois kizachis, that his purposeful sins become merits, meaning that not even a vestige of the sin, it is transformed to merits. And the Gemara brings a pasuk in that regard. The Gemara answers loikasha, that there is no problem. Kan me'ahava, if you do tshuva out of love, if you do tshuva because you realize that you cannot do something against Hashem, and that is the right thing to do for Hashem, then your tshuva causes your sins to become merits. But kan mira, and when you do tshuva out of fear, meaning you do tshuva not because you totally repent of what you do, you do tshuva because you are afraid Hashem is going to punish you otherwise, you want to continue having a good year, so then your tshuva does not erase your sin completely, does not transform your sin to merits, it transforms your sin into inadvertent sins, but nonetheless you have a sin. According to this Gemara, comes out that when the verse said Shuvo Israel ad Hashem Elokecha, repent O Israel until Hashem, ki choshalta bavonecha, because you stumbled in your sins, that is referring to when somebody does tshuva meira, tshuva out of fear, because since it says ki choshalta bavonecha, that you stumbled in your sins, clearly cannot refer to somebody who did tshuva out of love, because when somebody does tshuva out of love, then his sins become merits. Then there is no choshalta, there is no stumbling in your sins, because there is no sins available. So when I say that Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha ki choshalta bavonecha, it must be referring to somebody who is doing tshuva out of fear and not tshuva out of love. Then we have technical problem, because Rab Levi says that gedoyle tshuva shemagaz ad kisakovet, tshuva is so great that reaches all the way to the throne of heaven. And the Meiri actually explains what kind of level of tshuva is this. This must be a level of tshuva me'ahava, the highest level of tshuva, tshuva out of love. Because if you are saying that it's not tshuva out of love, then theoretically the sin is still there. True, it's an inadvertent sin, it's a mistake, but then we have to say that the sin is still there. If the sin is still there, how can we say that this tshuva is so great that reaches all the way to the Kisa Kovet? We know that next to Hashem there is no iniquities and there is no sins. Then we must say that it's referring to tshuva out of love. Then we must say, according to this theoretically, that Rab Levi and Rish Lakish are learning two different things in the Gemara. That Rab Levi holds the tshuva is so great that reaches all the way to the Kisa Kovet, and that is referring to tshuva mahava. And Rish Lakish would have to argue with Rab Levi and say that this verse is not referring to tshuva mahava, tshuva out of love, because the verse continues and says, because you stumbled in your sins, and this verse is referring to tshuva meira, tshuva out of fear. And how does Rish Lakish interpret the pasuk Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha until Hashem? We have to say that Rish Lakish is going to learn like the Gerset that the Ein Yaakov has on the Gemara, where Rabbi Yochanan argues with Rab Levi, and Rabbi Yochanan says ad veloy ad bichlal, meaning when he says Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, repent O Israel until Hashem, Rabbi Yochanan says that this is referring up until Hashem, but not all the way to the Kisya Kovet, meaning repentance does not reach the Kisya Kovet. And Rish Lakish would say that this verse is referring to tshuva out of fear, therefore in this verse it does not reach the Kisya Kovet. But when you do tshuva out of love, then you have to say that it will reach all the way to the Kisya Kovet. But that's not what this verse is referring, meaning The Shlokish is not arguing with the idea that tshuva reaches all the way to the Kisa Kovet. He agrees that tshuva reaches all the way to Kisa Kovet, but this verse where it says Ad Hashem Elokecha, he will learn like Rabbi Yochanan the Ad Veloy Ad Bichlal, that until but not including, because there's always a machloikas where it says until this, is it including that or not including that? So Rish Lakish would say that this verse clearly it means Ad Veloy Ad Bichlal, that's not including Hashem Elokecha, it's not the level that reaches the Kisa Kovet, because we are discussing here tshuva out of fear, since the verse continues and says that you stumbled in your sins. But Rish Lakish will agree with Rabbi Levi that there is a kind of tshuva that reaches all the way up to the Kisa Kovet, and that is tshuva out of love, where Rabbi Yochanan holds that no individual tshuva could ever reach the Kisa Kovet. According to the Gerse of the Ein Yaakov, the Gemara asks a question on Rabbi Yochanan: how can Rabbi Yochanan say that tshuva cannot reach the Kisa Kovet when Rabbi Yochanan himself says that there is a possibility for repentance to go to the Kisa Kovet, and he brings a pasuk to that? The Gemara answers, kan beyachid, kan betzibur, meaning Rabbi Yochanan says that tshuva cannot reach the Kisa Kovet is referring to tshuva of an individual. That Rabbi Yochanan holds that even when a person does tshuva out of love, his tshuva cannot reach the Kisa Kovet, the throne of Hashem. But when a multitude, when Rabbim do tshuva out of love, then Rabbi Yochanan would agree that that tshuva reaches all the way the Kisa Kovet, all the way the throne of Hashem. And Mefarshim explained that the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan follows his own opinion, because there is a famous machloikas in Brachas, Daf Lamed Dalet Omed Beis 34b, and in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Tes Omed Aleph 99a, where Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Avu argue what is greater. Rabbi Avu says that Mokim Shebal Tshuva Omdim, the place where a person who repents is able to stand, Tzadikim Gemurim Einam Omdim, a completely righteous person, meaning a person who never sinned, cannot stand. Shenemar, because it's written the verse in Yeshaya chapter 57, verse number 19, Shalom, Shalom, peace, peace, meaning Hashem is calling to peace, Larachoik velakoriv, to those who are far and those who are near. So we see clearly that Hashem says, Larachoik bereisha, first Hashem calls into peace those who are far, meaning those who sinned, and then Lakoriv, and then those who are near. And the idea is because they're able to overcome their challenges, Hashem appreciates much more. But Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with that. Rabbi Yochanan holds that a tzaddik who hasn't sinned is much greater than a bal tshuva. And Rabbi Yochanan interprets the pasuk, Shalom, Shalom, the Hashem calls peace, peace, la rachoik, for those who are far from sin, meaning those who never sinned, and then velakorev, and then for those who were close to sin, meaning somebody who sinned and did tshuva. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that a tzaddik is on a much greater level than a bal tshuva, than somebody who repents. That Rabbi Yochanan theoretically cannot hold that gedoyle tshuva shemagaz at kisya kovet, that tshuva is so great that reaches all the way to the kisya kovet, because Rabbi Yochanan holds that a tzaddik who never sinned is greater than Baal Tshuva. Then if the Baal Tshuva reaches all the way to the Kisa Kovet, where does a tzaddik reach? Therefore, the Rabbi Yochanan has to hold that Ad Veloy Ad Bichlal, that a Baal Tshuva reaches up to the Kisa Kovet, but not all the way to the throne of Hashem, where a tzaddik would reach all the way to the throne of Hashem. Because if the Baal Tshuva would reach to the level of the throne of Hashem, then since Rabbi Yochanan holds that a tzaddik is greater than Baal Tshuva, then where is a tzaddik going to go? A tzaddik cannot be greater than Hashem. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan has to hold that somebody who repents cannot reach all the way to the throne. He reaches up to the throne, but not to the throne. Where a tzaddik, he goes higher than somebody who repents, and the tzaddik is able to reach all the way to the throne of Hashem. But we'll have to go back to Rabbi Levi, that independent of the words of Rish Lakish, how does Rabbi Levi interpret the rest of the pasuk? Meaning, Rabbi Levi holds that gedoyle tshuva, tshuva is so great, shemagaz at kisya kovet, that reaches all the way to the kisya kovet, which means that somebody who repents gets all the way to the kisya kovet. And as we said, that must be talking about the highest level of tshuva, that somebody who does tshuva may have a tshuva out of love. Then how does Rabbi Levi interpret the continuation of the pasuk, where the pasuk says, "Ki choshalto bavonecho," that you stumbled in your sin? Clearly, since it's still considered stumbling in the sin, that means the sin is still there. Then if the sin is still there, how can you get all the way to the Kisa Kovet, since next to the Kisa Kovet, we mentioned that there is no iniquities and no sins? To answer this question, we are going to use the Yismach Moish in Parshas Netzavim, where the Yismach Moish in Parshas Netzavim asks a very strong question and a very big question that the Sforim HaKadoshim ask in regards to a person that sins. Because they ask, what is that person that is sinning thinking? If the person that is sinning knows and believes that Hashem is watching him, that Hashem controls and watches what every person does, then how can this person ever do a sin? Clearly, if a person is watching you, meaning if a human being is watching you, you would never sin. And clearly, if you actually believe that Hashem knows your every move and knows everything you are doing, then clearly Hashem is watching the sin you are doing, then how is it possible that somebody should have the chutzpah and sin in front of Hashem? And if the person, chas v'sholom, does not believe that Hashem watches you, and he denies that Hashem has ashgocha pratis, that Hashem has supervision over the world, then this person is denying one of our ikrim shel emunah, one of our roots of faith. And we know that many people would rather die rather than transgress one of our principles of faith. Then how is it possible that a regular person sins, and by sinning he's denying the principles of faith? What is he thinking? And in truth, you see that this is a very big problem, because the Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of his first chapter, he writes down, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid, that I put Hashem in front of me always, Zeklal Godol Batorah, that this is the main rule of the Torah, which means that if you really put Hashem in front of you all the time, then you won't come to sin, because if you visualize Hashem is watching you, then you won't sin. Then how is it possible that a person comes to sin? How does his mind work when he sins? The Yismach Moshe answers that since the Gemara in Soiter, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph 3a, writes down the name of Rish Lakish, that Ein Adam Oiver Avera, that a person does not sin, Elohim Ken Nechnas Boy Ruach Shtus, only if a spirit of foolishness comes into him. And Rish Lakish brings the pasuk by Asota, a woman who suspected for committing adultery. Normally Sota is spelled Samach Vav Tet Hey, but the Torah says, Ish ish ki sista ishtoy, a man where his woman is going to be suspected of committing adultery. And there is written, Tav sin tes hey, and the word shin tes hey is shota. So the word ki tista is from the word that somebody is going to become foolish. So we see that when a person sins, he only sinned because a spirit of foolishness came to him. And this Yismach Moshe says that the Torah specifically tells you this to answer our question of how a person could sin. Meaning that clearly this person knew that Hashem is in control of everything, that Hashem has Hashgacha Pratis and Hashem watches everything. And Chas v'Sholom, heaven forbid that this person is denying the supervision of Hashem. But when a person sins, a person acts in a foolish way, and because he's foolish, he forgets anything. He doesn't think of anything when he sins. He only thinks of doing his sin. He's not conscious of what he's doing. Therefore, says the Yismach Moshe, according to this comes out that even when we are doing our sins on purpose, we are also not doing it on purpose. We have a spirit of foolishness come over us, and therefore, because of that spirit of foolishness, we do our sins, because we are not conscious completely of what is happening. We do not think at all if Hashem is watching or not watching. We just do our sins. So we have a lapse in our mind when we do our sins, and because of that, our sins are not considered such harsh sins, and they are considered technically like we did a mistake. According to this, we could interpret the verse that says, Shuvo Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecho, repent Israel until Hashem, ki choshalto bavonecho, because you stumbled in your sins. It doesn't mean that after tshuva your sins are considered stumbling. It means that Hashem accepts tshuva from the Jewish people because Hashem knows that every time I do a sin, a purposeful sin, it's considered choshalto, it's considered a mistake, because since we have this ruach shtus, the spirit of foolishness inside us, then every time we make a purposeful sin, that is still considered a happenstance because we have that spirit of foolishness. So the Pasuk is explaining, why does Hashem accept our tshuva, our repentance? Because kichoshalto bavonecho, because Hashem knows that every time I do a purposeful sin, it's always considered like I stumbled, because since we sin only because we have a ruach shtus, a spirit of foolishness, therefore Hashem accepts the fact that we have the spirit of foolishness, then Hashem views it as you didn't do it on purpose against Hashem, and therefore Hashem accepts your tshuva, your repentance. So, kichoshalto bavonecho is not like Rish Lakish interprets, that after I did tshuva, out of fear, it's considered a stumbling and it's not considered a purposeful sin anymore. According to this interpretation of this Mach Moshe, every time we sin, it's considered stumbling, and therefore, because of this idea, Hashem accepts our tshuva. It could be that Rabbi Levi would hold that any level of tshuva reaches the greatest height, reaches all the way to Kisakovet. But the prophet is explaining, why does Hashem accept tshuva? Hashem accepts tshuva because kichoshalto bavonecho, because Hashem views every time we sin as a stumbling. The Maharsha in the Gemara asks a question on Rabbi Levi of why does Rabbi Levi use the verse in Hoshea on the Aftoire that says, Shuvo Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecho, return O Israel until Hashem, to tell us the Halacha that Gedoyle Tshuva, Tshuva is so great, the Shemagaz at Kisakovet, that reaches all the way to Kisakovet, because it says that we should repent up to Hashem. Why doesn't Rabbi Levi use the Pasuk in the Torah? In Dvarim chapter 30, verse number 2, there it says, Veshavto ad Hashem Elokecho, that you will return to Hashem. Then why doesn't Rabbi Levi use the Pasuk that says, Veshavto ad Hashem Elokecho, that you return to Hashem, to learn from this verse, Gedoy letshuva, tshuva is so great, Shemagas at Kisakovet, that reaches all the way to the Kisakovet, all the way to the throne of Hashem? The Maharsha answers that from the verse it does not give proof that Hashem will accept our repentance. Meaning, the Torah is telling you there that after you will be spread out and the blessings and curses will come to you, then you'll realize why that is, and then you will return towards Hashem. And maybe you will want to return unto Hashem with all your might, that you will want to get all the way to the Kisakovet, to the throne of Hashem. But it does not say that Hashem is going to accept your tshuva, your returning all the way to the Kisakovet. It says that you will want to do this. Therefore, that is not proof that tshuva works so hard that reaches all the way to the Kisakovet. It's true that your will want that the tshuva will reach all the way to the Kisakovet, to the throne of Hashem, but you don't know for sure if in fact your tshuva actually reached all the way to the Kisakovet or not. But now here in Hoshea, the prophet is telling us what Hashem told them, and the prophet is telling us, Shuvo Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecho, return Israel up to Hashem. That means that Hashem is telling us that He will accept our repentance. That if we repent, our repentance will reach all the way to the Kisakovet. Because here, Hashem is telling Hoshea what to tell the Jewish people. But in the pasuk in the Torah, there it does not say clearly that Hashem is going to accept. Yes, after you want to repent all day to Hashem, then Hashem is going to bring you back from all the corner of the world. But it does not say that your tshuva actually reached that height. Therefore, Rabbi Avu has to bring the pasuk in Hosea, where Hosea is actually saying what Hashem told him to say to the Jewish people. And if Hashem says, Shuvah Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, that if you repent, your repentance will come up until Hashem, then we know that the tshuva will reach the Kisei HaKavod, the throne of Hashem. The Iyun Yaakov explains that Rabbi Avu does not want to bring the proof from the pasuk in the Torah, because from the pasuk in the Torah, you would have never learned that tshuva by itself reaches the Kisei HaKavod. Because since the pasuk discusses that is going to come on you, the bracha, the blessing with the klala and the curses, and you are going to repent after you get the curses, and clearly the pasuk is also talking about after the Jewish people were exiled, because in verse number 3 it says that Hashem will bring you back your captivity and have mercy upon you, and He'll return and gather you from all the peoples to where He has scattered you. So clearly it's referring to after we were exiled. Then from the pasuk in the Torah, you may have thought that if you get Yesurim, pains, afflictions, and you get Galois, exile, and then you do tshuva in that level after pains and after exile, then the tshuva is going to reach the Kisei HaKavod, the throne of Hashem, because you already expunged some of the crime through our pains and through exile. But how do you know that tshuva by itself, if you just repent and you didn't get pain and you didn't get exile, how do you know that your repentance could still reach the Kisei HaKavod and all your sins will be expunged? For that, Rabbi Levi has to use the pasuk in Hosea, where the pasuk in Hosea is not dealing with any exiles, is not dealing with any pains. It's an independent pasuk that says, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, repent O Israel until Hashem. Then you know that tshuva by itself, without pain and without exiles, also reaches the Kisei HaKavod. Meaning that even though you didn't expunge some of the crime through pains and through exile, still it is able to reach all the way the Kisei HaKavod. Therefore, Rabbi Levi chooses to use the verse in Hosea and does not want to use the verse in the Torah. The Belzer Rebbe brings the Apterov, where the Apterov says that there are mitzvahs that Allah people do, and because they do those mitzvahs, they never repent. And the idea of the Apterov is that when a person does a mitzvah and a person has intent and the person has happiness, but when the person reaches a higher level, that person must repent from the fact that he didn't do yesterday or the day before the mitzvahs the proper way. Because the closer you get to Hashem, the more you realize that not your averes were bad, that even your mitzvahs were lacking, that you didn't do it with the proper intent, you didn't do it with the proper happiness, you didn't do it with the proper posture, with the proper behavior, and therefore a person who always gets to a higher level repents on the mitzvahs that he did. Not the fact that he performed the mitzvahs, but on the way he performed the mitzvahs. And they give the example of a king who was dressed like a commoner, and he comes into a town that they don't know him, and a person takes him into his house and gives him food and gives him a place to sleep and gives him normal honor. But when this person finds out that the guest that is staying by him is the king, then this person goes above and beyond of what normally he does, and he does something special for the king. And he'll ask forgiveness for the king for not properly honoring him when he didn't know that this was the king. In the same way, us too, when we do the mitzvahs today, we do the mitzvahs in the proper honor that we think we should perform them. But once we get closer to Hashem, Once we realize that this is the King of Kings and we get to a higher level, then we realize that the way that we did the mitzvahs yesterday, it was not the proper way, because now we realize how awesome and how great Hashem is. Therefore, we have to repent on those mitzvahs that we did yesterday. In the same way that Mefarshim explained that when Rabbi Yochanan said that a tzaddik is greater than Baal Tshuva, and yet the halacha follows that a Baal Tshuva is greater than a tzaddik, Mefarshim explained that there is no contradiction, because a true tzaddik is really always a Baal Tshuva, always repenting. True that a true tzaddik is not repenting for the sins that he did, because he is a tzaddik, but the true tzaddik is always repenting for the mitzvahs that he did, that he didn't perform the mitzvahs in the proper way yesterday, because the level that he is today is a higher level, and in this level, the mitzvahs that he did yesterday were not done properly. Therefore, the tzaddik is always repenting on the mitzvahs that he did. And by the way, Mefarshim asked a question on Rabbi Yochanan: how can Rabbi Yochanan say that a tzaddik gomur is greater than Baal Tshuva? And it means a tzaddik gomur means somebody that has never sinned. Theoretically, the verse in Keheles, Perek Zion, verse number 20, says that it is impossible for a person not to sin, because the verse says, Ki Odom ain't tzaddik ba'aretz, that there is no man in the earth, Asha yase toiv velo yechto, that will only do good and not sin. Then theoretically, everybody sins. Then what does Rabbi Yochanan mean to say that a tzaddik is greater than Baal Tshuva? It's impossible for a person to be a complete tzaddik, because the verse clearly says that every person sins. True that normally people mean to say that a person sins and does tshuva, but the verse says that there is no person that yase toiv, that will only do good, velo yechto, and will not sin. Then it is impossible for a person to be a tzaddik gomur, a complete tzaddik, without any sins. So I saw a beautiful interpretation of Hasidic Sefer, where the Sefer says that the interpretation of the verse is not what it seems. Meaning, we interpreted that there is no tzaddik on earth that will do good and not sin. But that is not the proper interpretation. The proper interpretation is, Ki Adam ain't tzaddik ba'aretz, there is no person that's a tzaddik in this land, asher yase toif, that will do good, velo yechto, and not sin by doing the good. Meaning, every tzaddik that does good, even though he does good, is always sinning. Because since a tzaddik, as we mentioned, always goes up in level, then when he does good, is also sinning. So the verse means to say that there's no tzaddik on earth that will only do good and not sin by doing the good. Because he's always sinning by doing the good, because he's always going up in level, then he's repenting on the fact that he didn't serve Hashem in the proper level yesterday. Then according to this, we could say that Rabbi Yochanan is right, that it's possible to have a tzaddik gomur, somebody who has... According to this, the Belzer Rebbe says that the reason why Rabbi Levi doesn't bring the verse from the Torah is because from the verse of the Torah, you would not know for sure that the verse is discussing somebody who sinned and is repenting. You may have thought from the verse that the verse is discussing somebody who did a mitzvah and is repenting now from the mitzvah. And he brings a proof to this idea from the continuation of the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Veshavto ad Hashem Elokecha," you return to Hashem, "Veshomato bekoilon," you listen to his voice, "Kechol asher anoichi metzavcha hayom," like everything I command you today, which means that you'll perform the mitzvahs, "Ato uvonecho," you and your children, "Bechol levavcho," with all your heart, "Bechol nafshecho," and all your soul. Then you may have thought that the verse is talking for somebody who did serve Hashem, who did mitzvahs, but he didn't do it in the proper way. And in that case, when he repents, that tshuva on not doing the mitzvahs on the proper way, that tshuva reaches the kisa kovet, reaches the throne of heaven. But it's not proof that when you actually sin and repent, that then that repentance would reach the Kisa Kavod. Therefore, Rab Levi decides to use the verse in Hosea, where the verse in Hosea says, Shuvo Israel ad Hashem Lokecha, repent Israel until Hashem. And there the verse says, Ki choshalto bavonecha, because you stumbled in your sins. That means that you actually committed sins, and now you're repenting, and that repentance that you do is ad Hashem Lokecha, reaches the throne of Hashem. Now I know for sure that even when you make a sin, that repentance on that sin will reach the Kisa Kavod. Because from the verse on the Pasuk in the Tzavim, where the Torah says that you repent and then you will serve Hashem with all your heart and all your soul, you may have thought that that is dealing only when you repent on the mitzvahs that you did them properly, that you didn't do with the proper intent. Then when you repent of those mitzvahs, then that repentance reaches the Kisa Kavod. But now that I have the verse in Hosea, I know that whenever you sin and you repent, that repentance will also reach the Kisa Kavod, the throne of Hashem. The Kichemdo asks a very strong question regarding the idea of tshuva, of repentance. We know tshuva, repentance, is in your heart, but you also have to do vidui bepeh, you have to confess in your mouth. And he asks a question that the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Nuntes Omed Aleph 59a, says that everybody holds that loy ose dibur mevatel maise, that a word cannot cancel out an action. Meaning, if I did an action, then by me saying something, that cannot cancel out the action that I already did. Then he asks a question, when somebody sins, he did the action of sin. Then how can repentance work? How can his words of repentance cancel out the action that he did when the rule says loy ose dibur umevatel maise and cancels an action? And he answers that in truth, the idea of when you repent out of fear that your purposeful sins become happenstance is exactly this idea. And he explains that when I sin, I have a machshava, a thought of sin, and I have an action of sin. Therefore, when I repent out of fear, I have the repentance, which is a machshava of doing good. So my machshava cancels out that machshava. My thought cancels out the other thought. The machshava of repentance cancels out the machshava of the sin, the thought of the sin. That means that when I did the sin now, the machshava, the thought of the sin, was cancelled out. All I have is the action of the sin. And he explains that when you have an action without having machshava, without any thought, that in itself constitutes ashgaga, a happenstance, because you have the action and you didn't have any thought, because the thought of sin was cancelled out by the thought of tshuva. Therefore, when you do tshuva out of fear, then your purposeful sin become happenstance, because your machshava of tshuva, your thoughts of repentance, cancelled out the thoughts of the sin. That means that you did an action of sin without any thought, and an action without thought, that is shoyek, that is a happenstance. Therefore, he explains that this is the idea of zedoinois nasesh gogois, that when you do tshuva out of fear, your purposeful sin becomes happenstance, because now your action of sin has no thought, and that is exactly what a shoygek, what a unintentional sin is. I will conclude this shir with what is written in Medrash Rabbe, Parsha Lamed Ches. The Medrash there says that it's written, Shuvo Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, return, O Israel, until Hashem, ki choshalto bevonecho, that you stumbled in your sins. And the Medrash explains how to do it. Kru imachem dvorim, take with you words, v'shuvu al Hashem, and return to Hashem. The Medrash says, ein dvorim elo toira, that dvorim that it's mentioned here means that you should learn Torah, shenemar, because it's written in Dvorim, chapter 1, verse number 1, eile hadvorim asher diber Moshe, these are the words that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke. That means that we are required to take words of Torah, and only if we learn Torah, that is the only way that we could return El Hashem to Hashem. That is the only way that we could get to the highest level of tshuva, to tshuva me'ahava, to tshuva out of love. And also we'll conclude with what is written in the Gemara, and there are different versions of the Gemara. One version says, Omar Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Gedoyle tshuva, tshuva is so great, shemaviyo geula, that it brings redemption. And the other interpretation says, Omar Rabbi Yonasan says, Gedoyle tshuva, tshuva is so great, shemekareves es geula, that it brings closer redemption. And both bring from the same pasuk that's written in Yeshaya chapter 59, verse number 20, Uval tzion goyol, and it will come a redeemer to Zion, Uleshava fesha beYaakov, and to those of Yaakov who repent from their willful sins. The Gemara explains, Matam uval tzion goyol, why is a redeemer coming to Zion? Mishum de shave fesha beYaakov, because of the people that are repenting from the willful sins amongst Jacob, meaning that amongst the Jewish people, people are repenting from willful sins. And that is the merit why the Redeemer is going to come to Zion. And Hashem Yisburg should help that we should all learn Torah, and through learning Torah we should be able to achieve the highest level of tshuva, the level of tshuva mahava, tshuva out of love. Our tshuva should reach the Kisei HaKavod, the throne of Hashem, and by doing that we'll merit to have the Redeemer come, and then we'll merit to have the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt b'mehera b'yameinu. Amen.